Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Is your smile broken? Let's repair it today. You ready? Let's start the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back. Sam Crowley. Great to be with you on a beautiful January day here in the Natty, Cincinnati, Ohio, wherever this podcast finds you. I know it goes out to over 220 countries around the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for subscribing. Make sure you are subscribed to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hit that boom subscribe button. And would you do your boy a favor? Would you leave a review? Just rate the show. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just leave a review, would you? So it helps other people find the podcast just like you did. So make sure when you're done listening to this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review the show. All right? Takes about 12 seconds. So I just left the old orthodontist. Yeah, your boy Sammy's 51 and a half, still wearing the Invisalign. Got him fitted last June. And a really great lesson in pain points. Really great lesson in just the slightest tweaks and how they can make a huge difference. And that's what I want to share with you today. I just left the ortho, pulled over, and I said, man, I think I got a podcast in me for Saturday Nation. And when I got fitted last year, all I did was I went in to get a mouth guard. You know, you sleep at night. I grind my teeth. I didn't know I grind my teeth until I went to the dentist. He's like, dude, you got like half your teeth left in the back. So I went to the orthodontist because she's got all my kids in there. So I figured, hey, let me just get a mouth guard in here. Well, wouldn't you know, she's like, hey, I can give you a mouth guard, but it ain't going to do anything. Your teeth are whacked out, dude. Like, especially in the back. Like, you're grinding sideways and back. I'd never seen anything like this. Like an inverted jackhammer going on. So she developed the pain point right away. And she said, it's $5,700. I'm in. She goes, what? That's the easiest sale I think I've ever had. Well, I'm in. I mean, you tell me my teeth are going to fall out if I don't do this. I don't care if you said $57,000. I'm in. I don't want to be walking around with no teeth. My mom had no teeth. I know what it's like. I don't want to do that, you know? So that was the lesson number one. Always bring out the pain point in a nice way. It's not like she's like, you know, hey, you're a loser. You're going to die tomorrow. Give me $5,000. No, it was very, you know, just like we talk about, you know, ask a lot of questions. Find out if they're serious. I was serious, man. You're going to get people in your own chair sitting looking at you saying, I'm not really serious. I don't want to. I'm in a lot of pain. Example, when I talk to people, Sam, I want to leave my job or I want to launch my movement. I want to monetize my message. I want to be a speaker, whatever that is. Great. You're in a lot of pain, right? Yeah, I have so much regret that I didn't do this 20 years ago. Well, the best time to have done it was 20 years ago. The next best time is when? Right now. So let's do it. I can't. Okay, then you're not serious. You know, it's just not a priority. It's not, you're not ready. You're not serious. You're not, doesn't make you a bad person. Okay. Don't take it personally. It's just, you are not serious about what your actions are not congruent with what you're telling me. That's all. My actions in that chair, when I was telling her that I don't want to lose my teeth and she said it's $5,700 and I said, giddy up, here's the credit card. That was it. So that was lesson number one. Okay. Lesson number two just happened 3 minutes ago. And that was when I left. I've been doing this. I'm on tray 30, these Invisalign trays, you know, they put them over your teeth. And so I've had the first one I wore for 2 weeks. So I've had 31 weeks of this. Okay. I'm on tray number 30, but I wore the first one for 2 weeks. So 31 weeks. And she was ecstatic. She's like, wow, this isn't like you. Like, you're undisciplined lifestyle, man. You're the ready, fire, aim guy. You don't take direction at all. Yet you're the model Invisalign patient. I said, yeah, that's because mommy and daddy aren't paying for the retainers. Okay. Like my kids, I got to force them to wear the retainers. They're not in Invisalign, but after you get out of braces, you're ready to wear your retainer. It's like, you know, or they break a bracket and things like that. I go, yeah, my mommy and daddy aren't paying for this. This is my money. So I'm going to do exactly what you tell me to do. Lesson number two, right there. Do exactly what your mentor tells you to do. If they've got the answers and you want to get from point A to point B, listen to them, okay? Listen to them. Or if you're the mentor, tell your student, your pupil, the person who's buying your product, and just ask the question, why would you hire me if you're not going to take my advice? Why would you buy my product if you're not going to use it? You know what I mean? It's like, why would you buy the gym membership if you're not going to go? So just think about that. And then the third lesson, and this is, I think, as valuable as lesson number one, maybe the most valuable of all, and that is slight changes every day. I didn't know, you know, there's nothing. It's not like I put the first tray on, my teeth straightened out. It was the middle of June last year, 2019. I put them in for the first time. And every week, you know, I'd put in a new tray. Week two, three, four, 10, 20, all the way to where we are right now. It's the middle of January, and my teeth don't look anything like they used to. My bite, I can tell you, because when I bite down, my two upper teeth touch my two bottom teeth. That's never happened in my life. I'm 51. That's never happened in my life, okay? And it's just such a powerful testimony to week by week, just stay with it, and your smile, maybe you're going through some tough times right now. Is your smile broken? You know, somebody do you wrong, you lost some money, maybe you got a bad health diagnosis, maybe a while back you got it, and you're trying to find your mojo again. If you want to repair that smile, it's possible, but it's going to happen just a little bit at a time. You know, you can take massive action and make yourself happy for an afternoon or an evening or for even a couple of days. But if you want long-term joyfulness, okay, happiness is eating a good steak and feel, wow, that's a great dinner. And then you're depressed 2 hours later. Joyfulness is living on purpose and finding joy in the very life that you have. And that's long-term. If your smile is broken right now and you find yourself in a situation where you got worry, you got doubt, you're not quite sure what tomorrow is going to bring, and you know your past is a little bit sketchy, man, I get it. I pray for you. I get it. Man, do I get it. I so get it, okay? And here's the one thing I would tell you. You got two choices. You get up or you don't get up. You know, you get up and you take a step. As much as your leg feels like it weighs 700 pounds and you don't want to put it in front of the other one, put it in front of the other one. Because what's that gonna, that's going to do is create at least a little bit of momentum. Things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. So no matter how hard your smile might be broken right now, how badly you got hurt, somebody did you dirty, I get it, man. And oh, by the way, it's going to happen again and again and again. But you know how to deal with it. You want to repair that smile? Maybe your teeth are jacked up in a metaphorical way. It's going to be week by week. It's going to be week by week. And 6 months from now, let me tell you how fast 6 months goes. I can't even believe that it's been that long. It's been 7 months. No, June, you guys got to be listening to this thinking, dude, Sam, you got to be yelling, saying, Sam, June to January is actually 7 months. Okay, thank you for reminding me. 7 months. Wow, did that go fast. I remember the middle of June, okay? And I'm going to think about how fast this June is going to come, you know? And that's how fast your life can change. But yet, it's going to feel like it happened overnight, and you're going to look back and you'll be like, week by week, man. I listened to Crowley's podcast January 15th of 2020, and on January 22nd, it was 7 days later, and I got to let, not monumental gains, not my, but a little bit, measurable. What did we talk about yesterday? Managing what you can measure. You know what I'm talking about? Like measuring this. And so understand that your monumental, huge overnight success is going to come as a result of you doing the very thing you need, very subtle, every week, shift it, smile's a little broken, repairs a little bit week one, week five, it's looking better, week 10, you smile, now you got some giddy up in your step, and you're making some money, and you got some great networking events, and you've met some new people, and life is changing. I'm telling you, man, it's going to happen for your best days. Your best days haven't even happened yet, all right? The slightest, smallest change, don't discount that. All right, because over the course of a few months, it is huge. All right, take that, absorb it, harvest the best, throw away the rest, and let's get after it in a big way. Sam Crowley. Oh, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Book your call. I want to call you. Let's talk about your smile. All right, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.